It's time.
Game on.
Arkansas's midday sports show is back.
Game on.
With Fox 16 sports director Wes Moore.
Game on.
Game on.
Get ready and get your game face on.
Game on.
Yeah, game on.
Hour number three. Glad you're with us. Appreciate you. Welcome inside the Blue Stack Camp Film Studio. We've got Trey Reed joining us later, like we do every Wednesday. But, yeah, we're going to spend the majority of this hour talking about Jeff Long and what's going on at the University of Arkansas. We got what to bank on, what to watch. But we're starting this hour off with Matt Jones, WholeHogSports.com. Matt was going to join us and talk about his story on WholeHogSports.com about the need of updates at War Memorial Stadium. I guess we still can, but we got some other things to talk about now. Matt, are you going to have to, like, reload that story tomorrow or to get more hits? Because it's gotten overshadowed.
Yeah, it certainly has. We thought that would be the big story of the day. And then about 7:55 this morning, I started getting a surge of text messages that, you know, was asking me, or not just text messages, but, you know, some messages that was asking me if I heard anything. And before too long, that War Memorial story had hit the back burner. Pretty incredible day when you think about it. Arkansas has an athletic director who was voted earlier this year by Sports Illustrated as the fourth best at his job in the country. And today we learned from a chancellor that, you know, he's lost the confidence of too many fans and boosters and university employees for him to be able to carry on in that role. So it's to put it, I don't know if it came as a surprise based on what we saw, the display we saw at the Board of Trustee meetings last Thursday in North Little Rock. But I think, from a national perspective, there probably wasn't any more surprising news today than that Arkansas was going to part ways with Jeff Long.
Yep, Matt. The thing that caught me off guard was the timing of it. I didn't realize 6 days. I knew how upset they were, and I knew that what was said, and we have our sources. But 6 days. So now it makes me wonder, do you think there's a possibility that they're moving on a little quicker than we may have thought because they have moved on and they are ready to move forward in the search, and maybe they're on to something. Maybe they got their person and they got to make some moves quickly.
I don't think that has so much to do with it, Wes, as I think a significant faction of people with influence at the university, whether that be board members or boosters or university leaders, have decided that they don't want Jeff to be the one who makes the next football hire. And I think we are all aware that probably there's going to be a change at the football coach within probably the next couple of weeks, if not sooner. It may be a little bit longer than that, but I don't think anyone expects Brett to be back next season. And so I think that there were a considerable number of people who said Jeff Long has had an opportunity in 10 years to hire two full-time coaches as well as John L. Smith on an interim basis. And I think that there were a number of people who said, that's enough. We need to have a change in this position before it's time to make the most high-profile hire that an AD can make.
Yeah, but Matt, I was already told that he knew that wasn't going to happen. He knew he wasn't going to hire the next head coach. He was basically lame duck at that time last Thursday. And if they, the board, the people of power knew, they're going to have a committee, they're going to be the ones in charge. Doesn't it make it a little bit harder to hire a head coach if you don't have an AD? I mean, think about it. You want to hire me, but who's my boss?
Yeah,
kind of thing.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it, Wes. They are going to have to move quickly on the search for an AD if they're going to be able to have someone in place. And you got to think about the timeline that they're looking at. I mean, let's say that the season ends in 2 weeks, which it does, and they make a move on the football coach at the end of those 2 weeks. You have to not only have someone in place to make that hire in a short amount of time, typically a head coaching search will go 10 days to 15 days or so. And so we're talking about, you know, potentially having a new AD and a new head coach in place within a month. That's the ideal situation. The less than ideal situation that you reference is that they fire a football coach, again, which is what we think probably will happen just based on the results and based on the fan reaction to what's going on with the football program right now, and that they don't have an AD in place to hire him. You're going to have a hard time convincing anyone to come work for you when they don't know who their boss is going to be. So this is definitely, I have to say, it's uncharted waters. I just can't think of a time when I've seen a program do this with, you know, the impending change at football coach, like we think is going to happen with Arkansas. Of course, you know, Brett Bielema, if they had a crazy turnaround the next 2 weeks to make a bowl game, maybe that changes a decision somewhere along the way. But, I think the writing is on the wall there.
Yeah. I just wonder if, you know, I know they've been having contact. There's been powerful people talking with other powerful people about their interest in certain positions at the University of Arkansas. And if they've gotten some very positive feedback and that's just set the ball in motion a little quicker than we thought, and they're ready to roll. And I just wonder if things aren't maybe happening in the back channels, as we like to call it, if maybe some things are happening. We're talking a little Razorback football. Matt Jones, WholeHogSports.com. Matt, this is coming out now. Do they need an Arkansas guy? Or, I don't mean that he has to be an Arkansas guy, but a guy who understands Arkansas, the limitations on Arkansas, the money in Arkansas, how it works in Arkansas. Do they need that kind of guy?
Are we talking about an AD?
Yes. Sorry. Yeah, we got so many possibilities of openings. I need to clarify.
You know, I know there's a lot of people who think that. I don't necessarily think that. I think they need someone who understands college athletics. I really don't think Arkansas is a whole lot different than a lot of other states where you take like a Nebraska or a Wisconsin, or, you know, you can find a lot of states where there's really one powerful program in the state, and that are small states with, you know, limited resources, you know, limited incomes, things of that nature. I think they need someone who understands college athletics. College athletics are a much different animal in 2017 than they were in Frank Borrell's latter years. In fact, when Jeff Long came in at Arkansas, I heard from many, many people who said, you know, they had to really modernize the athletic department in a short amount of time. And that's not a knock against Frank Borrells. It's just that Frank Borrells did things in the manner in which he was brought up through college athletics. And, you know, he was really kind of the last of his era, you know, to be hanging on in a position like AD when he stepped down in 2007. And so I think you got to have somebody who understands college athletics, Wes. And it doesn't matter if they're from Arkansas or Ohio or New York or wherever. You got to have somebody who understands athletics, and I don't necessarily think it has to be someone with ties to the university.
Matt Jones with us, WholeHogSports.com. All right, Matt, what are they going to do at War Memorial Stadium to keep playing games there?
Well, I think that the consensus is that everyone wants to make War Memorial work because they understand the history there, the value of being able to reach out to, you know, other parts of the state, the goodwill that comes from that and whatnot. I also know that they don't want their fans to go to War Memorial and think that with the expectation that the game day experience is going to be any different than they would get in Fayetteville. Obviously, you have the cosmetic differences that you can't get past, you know, it being an older stadium, not having all the bells and whistles that they have, you know, in Fayetteville as far as, the size of the video boards and things of that nature. But what I mean from that, though, is that they want the fans to be able to go to the game and not have to worry about getting a text message out or receiving a phone call if they want it, or being able to get on social media, on an app, and check scores at other games. And I think that's part of it. There are a lot of SEC regulations that potentially are coming down the pike within the next couple of years that would provide, you know, minimum qualifications for a stadium to host an SEC game. Things like Wi-Fi, where coaches are going to be able to use tablets on the sideline and in the locker rooms. Things like having reliable radio communications between the coaches and the headsets that are going to be in the helmets of the quarterbacks and, you know, potentially one defensive player on the field. You know, they want to be able to have, and I'm talking about the SEC, they want, you know, there to be minimum standards for locker rooms. They want there to be minimum standards for, you know, official locker rooms, a number of different things. And we outline those in the story today that could cost between, based on conservative estimates from the university, between about $4.8 and $10 million that War Memorial could potentially have to invest in that stadium in order to keep the Arkansas games past 2018. But I do get the feeling that there is support from the governor's office, from Parks and Tourism, and from the university for keeping that game there. It's just a matter of can War Memorial step up to the plate and modernize that facility? And if so, where does the money come from?
Don't you think with it now under the direction of the Parks and Tourism, which is part of the state, that that may be a direction mm-hmm. where they look at?
Well, I think that the governor has been creative in doing a couple of things. Number one, putting it under Parks and Tourism. You saw earlier this year also that Governor Hutchinson was pretty instrumental, I think, in securing that preservation grant through Parks and Tourism that, you know, allowed War Memorial to get about, I think, $1.1 million in a $1.1 million grant that changed out the video boards there in the stadium. But there's a lot of other things that need to be done. They think the turf needs to be replaced. There obviously, you know, it seems like, you know, almost every game, whether it be the Razorbacks or a high school game, there are some type of clock issues, whether that be the game clock, the play clock, or something else. You know, they want the sound system improved. Again, they want it to be to where the fans don't have a drop-off from Fayetteville to Little Rock. I think putting it under Parks and Tourism makes it to where they might be able to get a little bit more creative in finding the funds to make those types of fixes. But, you know, you also have to take into consideration that you're talking about, you know, potential state funds. And, you know, there's not a lot of support from people to put state funds into a facility that's really only being used for one or two big events a year.
Hey, great job on that story.
Yeah, it was fun to put together, and like I said, I thought it would be the story we talked a lot about today. But
the talk of the day.
Yeah,
Matt, I appreciate it, man. Thanks a lot. Good stuff with Jeff Long and War Memorial Stadium. Always love having you on the show. Take care. Good luck with all this, and I know we'll be talking to you soon.
Okay. Thank you, Wes. We'll see you. Bye.
Matt Jones, WholeHogSports.com. Doing a great job covering the Razorbacks. When we come back, we got the Everett Buick GMC What to Watch, because we still have Trey Reed joining us at the bottom of the hour, and we'll have What to Bank on. We take some phone calls when we come back. Your thought, news of the day, Jeff Long out. What do you think? 386-9600. It's area code 501-386-9600. It's game on.